Whether you're a fan looking for great wrestling merchandise like t-shirts, decals, DVDs, and signed pictures, or a wrestler looking to increase your brand, SOS Custom Tees is the partner for you. They do all the work and you make all the profit. Why wear someone else's t-shirt when you can wear your own? That's why they're the official provider of all the merchandise for the Double Dropkick Show. Give them a shout, soscustomtees.com. What's up, everybody? This is Heath Mulliken with the South Carolina Wrestling Report for the week of, this is June the 7th, 2018. We're live here on Facebook in the Carolina Wrestling Alliance's fan forum, so you can watch it here. We're also recording it, the audio for our podcast on iTunes. So, South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report normally comes out on Monday. You can catch that at doubledropkick.com. You can catch us on iTunes, the Double Dropkick Show, Stitcher, any podcast app you can find the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report and the Double Dropkick Show together. We're doing something new by going live in this group. So if you got any questions, got any comments, would love to hear from you, and we'll answer any questions that you have as we get to. So I'm going to jump right in this week. Five things I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about results from last week's EWF show in Forest City, North Carolina. I'm going to have previews of APW Chester on Friday night and Vowel Pro Wrestling Saturday in Georgia. I'm going to talk about what's new on the SOS, Custom Wrestling Network this week. I'm going to tell you what's coming up on the Double Dropkick Show tomorrow. And I'm also going to look at other wrestling events coming up in June. When we also do a weekly behind the scenes, so for our patrons, so patreon.com/doubledropkick, for just $1 a month, you can go behind the scenes. What I'm talking about behind the scenes this week, I'm going to talk about some big injury news that affects some Carolina promotions, and not just Carolina promotions, but wide ranging things. I'm going to talk about the difference between liking someone and thinking they're good. And I'm also talking about why competition is heating up in the area and why that's good for business. So let's jump right in. EWF in Forest City last Saturday night had a crowd right about 160, 170. They always have great crowds. This was a special show as the guys from Rise Wrestling up in the Pittsburgh area came down, and there were a lot of interpromotional matches on the card. The first match of the night was one of those matches. Big Country coming back off his suspension, coming back from the injury. He got a win in the first match over AJ Matthews. In the second match, a young man who's been on a hot streak and had a great, great match, but came up just short. It was Ben Wright getting the win over the A-game, Austin Jordan. The next match, Mr. ADD Jamie Lee, who's been feuding with Austin Bullock over that Mid-Atlantic title there at EWF, took on a guy named Christian Knorr. Let me just say, all of the guys from Pennsylvania were absolutely amazing. Great guys, very attentive. Each of them had a very unique look. They had great skills in the ring. Jamie Lee, Christian Knorr had a great great match, but it was Jamie Lee getting the win. We had a four-way tag team match to determine the number one contenders for the EWF tag team title. You had the champions, the Unbookables of Satisfaction, Adam Jackson, and the Born Winner, Mike Madden, versus the Fallen Angels, Eric Enough and Jackson Sane, the former champions, Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton, and then the team from Rise, Duke Davis, one half of the main event, and Reverend Ron Hunt. And let me just say, Duke Davis, probably about 6'8", 6'9", very rarely on the independent scene do you see a wrestler step over the top rope with ease. Duke Davis, one of the most impressive physical specimens I have ever seen at any independent show ever. It was absolutely amazing. This was a really great match. Back and forth. It came down to the former champions, Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton, in the ring against the current champions. And it was Hamrick and Anton getting the win and putting themselves right back in line for a title shot against the champions. And that's going to be coming up soon. In a match that I would say is a little bit of an upset. You had Oscard, everybody's favorite wrestler, taking on Chase Loveless, who just continues to improve, continues to improve. I thought Oscard had this match won, as did most of the crowd. However, Chase Loveless able to pull out the surprise win, a really big win. This young man continues to improve. He continues to learn. Oscard pretty much beside himself after the match. And again, those are two guys that are always fun to watch in the ring. Had a great and controversial six-man tag team match. The Unbookables, accompanied to the ring by Bristol, Bryce Anthony, Boomer Payne, Cruiser Lewis, taking on Boogie Richards, one half of the Cocky Little Brats, Tristan Williams, and Brandon Kay representing Rise Wrestling. Brandon Kay and Boomer Payne, no strangers to each other. Matter of fact, we recorded an episode of In Their Own Words with those guys. But there was no love lost in this match. I mean, it was like the feud they had 17 years ago. It came right back into play in the opening of this match. The match went back and forth. Bristol distracted the referee. However, it backfired as Brandon Kay was able to get the pin. And then following the match, the new general manager of EWF, Dexter Myers, came to the ring and had an altercation with Bristol. And Bristol, up to this point in her career in EWF, has not involved herself physically in any of the matches. That changed Saturday night as she slapped Dexter Myers across the face. And Dexter Myers' response was to suspend her for 30 days. When he made that announcement, Boomer Payne reacted to it, grabbed Dexter around the collar as Bryce Anthony dove across the ring to try to stop him. And as soon as he did it, Boomer Payne knew he had messed up. And he also was suspended for 30 days. So Bristol and Boomer Payne of the Unbookables are gone from EWF for 30 days. Dexter Myers flexing those muscles as the general manager and making a decisive decision. Austin Bullock, a young man I've talked about a lot on here, he defended the Mid-Atlantic title against TKO Terrence Cameron Orion and picked up a big win. And Austin Bullock continues to build momentum, continues to gain confidence, continues to get better. And I look for him to continue to defend that Mid-Atlantic title. And I'll have some more news about him a little later on. And in the main event, Derek Driver thought he was going to have the night off. Dexter Myers had other plans, and DK Abel from Rise Wrestling got the opportunity to challenge Derek Driver for the EWF heavyweight title. However, Derek Driver, with Perry James in his corner as always, was able to get the big win over the big man and remain the EWF heavyweight champion. So it was a great card. Again, a great crowd. And if you ever get the opportunity to go up to a show there in Forest City at the Forest City Armory in North Carolina, it is a great place to watch a show. Fun atmosphere. And you're going to see great veterans. You're going to see young guys. You're going to see a great mix of talent. And you never know who you're going to see. I mean, they brought in these guys who had never wrestled, most of them in the South before. And it was great to see that. This Friday night, tomorrow night, Friday night, it is APW back in Chester. They've got some great matches playing. Here's what I know about so far. John Schuyler going to be taking on Mason Moore in singles competition. That's a match that's very intriguing to me. Don't know if these two men have faced off in one-on-one action. They'll go at it Friday night. Two guys who are no strangers to each other here this year. Two guys that have been involved in tag teams and other matches. Elijah Proctor going to be taking on tie-dyed Sunrise James Johnson. Right now they got a, of course, card always subject to change. Right now they got a four-way match. Willie D, Joe Harrison, Devin Cruz, and Mason Miles competing in a four-way match. You know, Chester's kind of become known for these. Typically every show you're going to see a triple threat match or a four-way match. Adds a little wrinkle to things. TJ Boss continuing his comeback, and he's going to be taking on Boris Baranov in APW Chester. And then the main event, six-man tag team action. Zuka King, Montana Black, and Jacoby Boykins, who've kind of formed this faction here in Chester, they're going to be taking on Kid Riot, Brady Collins, and Andre Gunn. Now, as you know, Kid Riot 2 weeks ago in APW beat Jacoby Boykins, earned a title shot against Zuka King. Zuka King, who won the title more than a month ago, has yet to defend it. So I'm anxious to see whenever, you know, Zuka King, he had the title celebration, but hasn't had any title defenses. So I'm interested to see how this six-man goes. Again, Kid Riot, Brady Collins, and Andre Gunn, three young men who in APW so far have had some pretty surprising wins. Andre Gunn got a big win over Boomer Payne, got a big win over, I believe, Deion Johnson. Brady Collins, who's gotten some big wins. So should be a great night of action in Chester tomorrow night. Still working on some details, hoping to go to that show and record some podcast stuff, also record some stuff for the SOS Custom Network. Now, Saturday night, for the first time, I'll be heading down to Thompson, Georgia, the Sweetwater Gym for Viral Pro Wrestling. Now, I was down at a Ring of Honor show a couple of years ago, and when I went to my car, saw the flyers for Viral Pro Wrestling. They've been around a couple of years and really starting to build some momentum. They're building a really great fan base, and I'm excited to be a part of this show. I'm hoping Joe Brown of Suplexes and Microphones saves me a seat next to him there on the front row. I got my front row ticket. I'm excited for the show. I'm excited for the experience. Be doing some interviews before the show. And they have a tremendous card laid out. Eight big matches. So I may be home a little late. The Outbreak Championship is going to be on the line between Wade Adams and Sean Legacy, two guys who recently have competed for PWX Pure. The match that I personally have circled and one that's been hyped up to me by a lot of people, one I'm looking forward to, Rob Killjoy taking on Darius Lockhart. Now, as everybody knows, Rob Killjoy has really focused on tag team wrestling here the last couple of years with the Ugly Ducklings, but always a great singles competitor, taking on Darius Lockhart, who it's having a tremendous year, tremendous improvement, and I'm anxious to see that match. Nicole Payne, her original opponent, unable to be at the show this weekend, but she will be taking on Savannah Evans, who's a young lady spoke highly of. If you caught it on YouTube, the Wrestling with Redbeard channel, Redbeard, Jamal Talley, and I talked about our picks for the midway year for the Carolinas Professional Wrestling Awards and Savannah Evans, our unanimous pick for that midway winner for Female Wrestler of the Year. That should be a great match. Lenny Stratton taking on Joey Osborne, two guys I am not familiar with. That's one reason I want to go to Viral Pro. Not familiar with a lot of guys. I want to get to know about them a little bit more. Hunter Young taking on Blanco Loco. Drew Adler, a young man I have seen, taking on somebody I've heard a lot about, and that's Sugar Dunkerton. A tag team match that may have happened somewhere, not 100% sure. Jim Nasty Boys versus the Beautiful Bald Besties. That one should be a lot of fun. And in the main event, this is a feud. If you follow Viral Pro Wrestling, this has been the feud. And it has come down to this for the Viral Pro Heavyweight Championship. Last man standing match. The whole show built around this match, last man standing. It's going to be Hex taking on Chris Mayne. Again, I'm excited to see my very first Viral Pro show. I've heard great things. I've watched some of their things on Powerbomb TV. And I'm excited. Excited to experience it live and in living color. Speaking of networks, new on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network this week. If you go to soscustomnetwork.com, you get a free 7-day trial. And then after that, it's only $4.99 a month. We're always adding content. Every week we're adding content. This week we added from the recent Golden Corner Wrestling Seneca Fest show, Al Snow took on Jeff Lewis Neal. We also recorded, again, this was a match from 2000 for the Three Rivers Championship up in Pittsburgh. Boomer Payne taking on Brandon Kay. I sat down with these two men, and they told the story behind the match, and they told it in their own words. This is a series that I've really enjoyed doing. We've recorded several of them where we sit down with the wrestlers and big matches from their careers or matches that were memorable, and they share their memories of their matches, and you can check out all of those, again, on the network. And I've got more that I'm working on uploaded even this week. We've got a lot of old stuff from Pennsylvania working on right now, a three-match series between Colt Cabana and CM Punk, who've been in the news recently. We've got some old Chris Hero matches from Pennsylvania. And we're always reaching out to promotions. We have hours and hours and hours of old footage from the Carolinas, promotions in Greenville, that we're working on putting together and getting that on the network. All at the same time, working with promotions like Battle Zone, Wrestle Force, Golden Corner, Three Count, a lot of promotions in the area to put up their new content. And then tomorrow on the Double Dropkick Show, I try to keep myself busy, you're going to hear Mark Whitman and I talk about, we're doing our second annual Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament. If you've never listened to our show, this is a tournament based on a blind draw. We don't pick our favorites. We really try to book a tournament that will draw money, that will be intriguing, that will have a great storyline. And tomorrow, we're going to finish up the first round. We actually recorded today and got through to the Elite Eight, so I'm excited about that. Let's look at some upcoming shows after this weekend. June 16th, I don't know if I'm allowed to announce this, but I will. EWF is going to be in Forest City, and I'll just let the cat out of the bag. There's going to be a ladder match. There is going to be a multi-man ladder match that night in EWF. When I heard the names for this match, I am trying to move heaven and earth to get to this show. It is one you are not going to want to miss. It is one that as soon as the video is out, you want to pay to see. And again, the only place you're going to be able to see that is the SOS Custom Wrestling Network. June 22nd. APW is back in Chester. They're on their every 2 week schedule, again, just like EWF. June 23rd, Battle Zone, going to be in Simpsonville for Animus, and matches for that card should be announced here in the coming week. Also, June 23rd, PWX Pure is going to be at Hebron Hall. And then June 24th, PWX is going to have Dawn of a New Day, and already announced for that, the main event, a returning Sami Callihan will be challenging Ethan Case for the PWX World Heavyweight title. Sammy Callahan, who, shall I say, has been the subject of a bit of controversy here in the last few months. And he will be making his return to PWX, former PWX World Champion himself. And that's going to be a fantastic match between those two competitors. And then June 30th, very excited. I will be down at the Palmetto Classic. We will be filming it for the SOS Custom Network. We're very excited to be partnering with Palmetto Championship Wrestling and hoping to build a relationship moving forward. I'm already excited. Some great competitors, Kevin Ray, Drew Adler, Darius Lockhart, already announced for this 8-man tournament. I am truly excited to see what comes of this. And then the big announcement, July 14th, WrestleForce is going to be in Casey, South Carolina. I will not be able to be at that show. I'll be on another assignment that night. They got a 30. Bob Keller announced on his podcast it could be more than 30 men in the Battle Royal to determine the new WrestleForce champion. We'll find out what's happening with the WrestleForce tag team titles. As there's a huge four. I mean, the matches announced for this show are absolutely incredible. And as we get closer, I'll be going over the card match by match. But it is going to be a great summer if you are a wrestling fan in the Carolinas. If you go to DoubleDropKick.com and you click on the events tab, there is a complete list. I am working on updating it over the next couple of days, but there is a complete list of the shows that we cover, where they're at. If you can buy tickets online, they have a link to that. But it's a one-stop place. Maybe you got a free weekend, DoubleDropKick.com. Again, click on the events tab. And maybe you missed a show and you're trying to go back and see who won, DoubleDropKick.com. Click on the results tab and you'll be able to find out who the champions are in each promotion. And you can keep up with the action like that. Don't forget, as soon as I'm recording this, again, first time I'm recording live in the Carolinas Wrestling Alliance fan forum. Thanks, everybody, for watching there. Some of you may be watching this later. But as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to record the audio for our patrons. It's behind the scenes. I'm going to have some big injury news and how that affects promotions in the Carolinas and beyond. I'm going to talk about, for a wrestling fan, what's the difference between liking somebody and thinking they're good. And I'm going to talk about some behind-the-scenes stuff, some competition that's heating up, and why that's good for wrestling, and especially why that's good for wrestling fans in the area. Make sure, please go check out our great sponsors at SOS Custom Tees, soscustomtees.com. They got all your needs if you're a wrestling fan. They got great memorabilia. They got the trading cards. They got DVDs. They got T-shirts. Hey, some of you are getting ready to get out of school. Let's say you want to get your kid's teacher a great gift. Go on there, make your own shirt, $20 shipping. They do all the work. Make it happen, soscustomtees.com. And if you go to their Facebook page, if you like SOS Custom Tees, like their Facebook page, you're entered to win a monthly contest. And at the end of the year, all the monthly winners are going to be drawn for a grand prize where you get to have dinner with the Sons of Steel, Bryce Anthony Boomer Payne, and Mark Whitman, and myself. Our treat. It's going to be a great night of storytelling and talking about wrestling. So I appreciate you listening. Thanks for all your support. Remember, if you miss anything, you can catch it all and catch up at DoubleDropKick.com. But as always, for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.